everyone. I'm Dan Albers, and welcome back to the pregame and halftime show. And I'm brought to you by Roslow Financial, and I'm joined by former Anderson Redskin Tanner Bronhaber. And Tanner, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's good to be with you today.
And so we always do this with these guys, all the former football players. So let all the listeners out there know when you played at Anderson, your number and what position you played.
Yeah, so I played the year 2008 through 2011 season. So I graduated in 2012. I was number 22. I played running back. And then after some injuries, I moved over to what we call an FA position, which is like a slot back for us. So I played on the other teams, like I said, in 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011.
And you're part of one of the biggest moments in history at Anderson High School football. We were talking off air that, you know, you were a eighth grader when they won the state championship, but then as a freshman, you got to experience that run. What was that run like for you? I mean, first of all, just as a freshman, you just had to be in awe of all these guys.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. It was pretty interesting. They pulled up four freshmen to be on the team there in the playoffs, and I was lucky to be one of those players. So we got the experience, you know, the Friday Night Lights, not only as a freshman, but, you know, in the playoffs, among some of the best players to kind of go through Anderson football history. And I will never forget that first time I ran out with the team. It was just one of the best moments, really, of my life to that, you know, up to that point in my life, and it was just awesome to be able to experience it. I also had some of the best players that have ever come through Anderson Township.
Yeah, and think about that, you know, a lot of the guys like myself that have played, you know, you're always, when you were a little kid, you know, remember the Anderson football and seeing the games, and then when that moment finally comes where you're able to run out as a varsity player or be on that team, it really is, it's an unbelievable moment, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it truly is. And, you know, it's so cool. Anderson does a really good job of involving youth sports, doing youth football camps and, you know, different sports camps and stuff like that. So you look up to these guys for years. You go and you see a bunch of kids just running around at the football games because that is what they want to do one day, is be out there on the field on Friday night. So it's just awesome to kind of live out that dream, you know, for that moment.
Yeah, you know, you obviously, the running backs that played before you, you had Elijah Story. Then you go to Kyle Slater, and then you get involved. How was that playing with those guys, and did you learn a lot from both those running backs?
Yeah, it was awesome, especially just learning from these guys and having one of the best, you know, lines, offensive lines in history too. But it was cool just to be able to kind of stay in their shadow and learn from them, see how hard they worked in the weight room. And I think that was one of the biggest things that I learned from those guys, was just how hard you work out in the weight room and put in this, you know, the work in the off season to, you know, make it happen on Friday night. Coach Bat has done a great job for years of doing that. And one thing that we always prided ourselves in was finishing the game. You know, you look at a lot of the, you know, old tapes. We were always a close game the first two, three quarters, but the fourth quarter is really where we won the game. That's something you kind of can see, you know, still today with the Anderson football.
Yeah, and talk about, you know, we've had this argument with a lot of guys. There have been some tremendous running backs that have gone through Anderson High School, and, you know, arguably, you know, you could say that I thought Kyle Slater was by far one of the best running backs that's ever been through Anderson High School. Is do you agree with that, or do you think that, you know, the guys that you've been with, they're pretty, I mean, Elijah was a great running back, don't get me wrong, but I tell you, there was just something special about Kyle Slater.
Kyle Slater is one of the most talented athletes I have ever seen to date. You know, me and Greg Mance, who now plays for Houston Texans, they're pretty good friends still.
Yeah.
And we were actually talking last week about how good Kyle Slater was.
Yeah.
That's something that, you know, him being at the level he's at playing Toledo and out for Houston to this day still says Kyle Slater has one of the most gifted athletes. And so just being able to see him and, you know, the kind of, you know, plays that he could make on the high school field was pretty awesome.
Yeah, and so then you after that, after these guys have graduated, then you become in that role. And what was that like for you? Then you're finally stepping in the shadows of some of these guys. Was it at first overwhelming, or was it just like, I've got to do my job?
Yeah, it was a little overwhelming just because you're stepping into those shoes. But, you know, when you realize you put in, you know, 4 days a week, 5 days a week, all through the summer, and, you know, coming in for early lists, and you're putting in the work. And so it really, you know, becomes a product there on Friday night. And so you just, you know, do your job is one of the big sayings that we used to always say, you know, my senior year at least, was kind of, we got wristbands made, and that was kind of our thing, you know, was do your job.
Yeah, and not only that, but you got to have two, I mean, not a lot of people can say this, but you had two NFL linemen blocking for you. How cool was that?
It was unbelievable. Just to see, you know, the size of these guys in person was cool, but then to be able to see the product they can put with the holes that they can make on the line were just crazy. I remember the first time I ran behind them, it was a Friday night, I think we were playing Milford, and it was a 22 read. I'll never forget the play the first time I ran behind them, and it was like you could drive a semi through this. Like, no wonder these running backs can do so well, because they have one of the best lines in the state.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing, too, is you were part of that game when we were Division II, got moved up to Division I, and played Elder. And I still, to this day, feel that if Kyle Slater would have not got hurt, you guys would have won that football game.
I have without a doubt know that we could have won that football game if he was in that game. You know, we had a great running back, too, that also helped out then, Jake Nelson. He was just a hard-nosed kid, and so, you know, me and him helped fill in when Kyle Slater was hurt or those kinds of things. And so we did our best that day, but Kyle Slater definitely is one of the most talented running backs, I think, to date.
Yeah, and another guy that didn't get a lot of credit was Brandon Bornhauser. I mean, he was a darn good dual quarterback.
Oh, yeah, and he ended up playing actually at Morehead State.
Yeah.
And, you know, played some football there. And I remember those days with, you know, our running stats. We put up 500 yards of running, of rushing a game, and then we'd have, you know, maybe 15 yards of passing. That's just how good of a runner he was. And we had two guys on the team that ran for almost 2,000 yards, one of those being a quarterback. Was pretty, you know, cool to say.
Yeah, and, you know, another thing that we always ask these guys is, you know, talk about, you know, is there a, obviously, you know, you got the couple obvious guys in Norwell and Mann, some of the guys we've already talked about, but was there guys on your teams that you played with that stuck out, or was there any opponents that you went against, like a team or a player that kind of sticks out in your mind in your career at Anderson?
Yeah, well, definitely, you know, Greg Mance, Andrew Norwell are definitely at the top of that list. You know, Norwell now playing for the Jaguars, have one of the biggest contracts in history of offensive linemen in the NFL. And then, you know, Greg Mance now playing for Houston Texans as well. So those two guys definitely stand out. And, you know, Norwell going to Ohio State actually gave us an opportunity when we were going to the state championship in 2008. On the way there, Ohio State really wanted Andrew Norwell, and so they actually invited the whole Anderson football team to come tour the facility, came over for lunch, going out to, you know, the state championship game. And so we got to get a tour of the facility. And I'm pretty sure it was Michigan week, so we got to see the locker around there.
Wow, that's cool.
And so that was a really cool experience as well. And, you know, one play that I would definitely say about Andrew Norwell, that first game that I went out with the varsity team my freshman years against Edgewood, and, you know, I remember watching Norwell, how good he was, and he really created the pancake block. They give Zeke a lot of credit for that now, Zeke Correll, but Andrew Norwell definitely had a play in that too, and he took a guy and drove him through the back of the end zone to the portable fence that was set up for that game. And I remember him coming over to the sideline, and coach was yelling at him, so what are you doing, what are you doing? And he goes, coach, I didn't hear a whistle.
That's exactly right.
Just goes into play of how hard these guys have worked. So definitely say that. Another team that we played against was Cleveland Glenville. We played them our junior year in 2010. And at that time, they were ranked the number 5 team in the nation.
Wow.
And they played at Anderson High School, which was pretty crazy experience because we were only down 3 points at halftime.
Yeah.
Ended up beating us pretty well there in the second half. But just to have a chance to play some caliber players like that, I mean, Cardell Jones played for them.
Yeah.
Shane Gwynn, who both of those are NFL players now. So that was definitely some of the highlights. So some of these players we get to play in the Cincinnati area just with the you know, how awesome high school football is here. Jordan Hicks played against Dakota West. He's now with the Eagles and has a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, that's so let's get into right now. Obviously, your brother is playing with the Anderson Redskins, and how awesome is that to watch your brother Connor play? You know, when you know you were in the same thing, and probably got to know the same feelings he's going through in these games.
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, because Connor is 7 years younger than me, so he was one of those people at the games, getting the experience that Friday night feeling as a kid to look up to, you know, not as a brother, but all these guys. So it's just really surreal to be able to live through him and his experience, and getting to call him on a weekly basis, seeing how the team's doing, kind of what the field is going through. What's also cool is Coach Dreyer was actually my freshman football coach.
Wow.
An assistant on the varsity team that year before he went out to Western Brown. And so I got to play under Dreyer my freshman year, and now to see that Connor and Anderson Redskins are being coached by Coach Dreyer is really cool. Really cool experience just to have that kind of in common.
Well, and I'll tell you what, it had to be, I know you were in person last week for the playoff game against Troy. How awesome and how cool was that to have your brother get that interception?
It was awesome. It was one of the best moments, I think, that I've had in as long as I can remember. Just to see your brother, work as hard as he has, and, to see his hard work go out there in the field and make a play like that at the end of the game to, secure a win and for a chance to go to the regional finals, is just awesome, because we haven't been to the regional finals since 2009 when Howard on the team. And so it's really cool to kind of see how it comes full circle now that, he's contributing on a team that gets to do something for the first time since we were there.
And, what's funny about it, too, is if you think about it, he could potentially have an NFL lineman on his team with Zeke Curls. Zeke Curls is a very special football player, and obviously when he's getting Under Armour All-American, that's pretty special. And I'm sure you've got to see Zeke play. He's pretty darn good, too, isn't he?
Yes, he is, and he works his tail off, too. He reminds me so much of those guys like Greg and Andrew, who just work so hard, and you can see it on Friday nights, too. And, it's awesome to see that they get the recognition that they really deserve, with him going on Notre Dame and, hopefully on to the next level as well.
And it's going to be a tough task tonight as they take on Wynn Woods. They got a really, really good running back, and your brother's going to have to probably help out on some of those tackles. Guy is pretty special in Williams, and it's going to be a tough task, but, the Redskins got a lot of confidence going right now, don't you think?
Yeah, I really do. And I talked to my brother actually yesterday, and, he was telling me that the vibe that they have going on this week is just awesome. Good. He said they have a lot of confidence. They are, playing with a pep in their step, and they're ready to go out there on the field and really produce a good product to hopefully take on the Wynn Woods team.
That's good. Well, let everybody else know, you've obviously been away from Anderson High School for a little bit. What are you doing right now, or job-wise, school-wise? Kind of let everybody know what you're up to now.
Yeah, of course. So I went to Georgetown College and spent 4 years there. I'm an undergrad and graduated with a kinesiology degree. And I decided, that wasn't enough schooling for me. So now I'm actually in medical school down in Tennessee. And I'm in my second year there, so I'll take my boards here at next summer. And so definitely say a quick prayer for me as I get into the season of doing some really good studying for that. But I'll be in school here for another 2.5 years, and then I'll graduate and have 3 more years of residency. So I will be, done with school, I guess, when I'm 30 years old. So,
wow, that's pretty awesome. That's impressive.
I'm blessed to be where I'm at today.
Well, and I can say right now, before we went on air, I told you, it says you got that southern twang going on, too. I can tell a little bit. It's kind of itchy, hasn't it?
I sure do. I went to Georgetown College in Kentucky for 4 years, and then now I'm in Tennessee, so I just keep moving south to see how far I end up, I guess.
Are you going to be able to make the game, or are you going to be standing and listening to us on air tonight?
I'll be listening on air, as I have for a lot of games this season. We have exams every 2 weeks, and so unfortunately won't be able to make it to the game, but I'll definitely be listening. And I already talked to Tyler Brooks, and he said everything's good to go for it, and so we're pretty excited about it.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what, I always enjoyed watching you play, and just knowing you and your family for a little bit. I'm happy, one, that, you know, not only the success you've had in football at Anderson and then also later on, but just to watch your brother, because I remember your brother coming into the rec center and coming in here playing basketball, and just this little kid, and now to watch him, to watch both of you guys, it's pretty awesome for me too. So I'm just very happy for you, and just glad on your success, and I know that you'll be you'll do very well, and hopefully I won't see you on down the line where you're operating anything on me or help me out. But you know, again, thank you for doing this interview, and I'm sure a lot of people out there are going to enjoy listening to what you're up to.
Of course, I appreciate you all doing what you do for the program, and you know, people like me who can't make it back to games all the time really do appreciate the effort, the time, and the stress that I'm sure goes into each of these broadcasts. It definitely does not go unappreciated.
Well, I appreciate that, and it means a lot to us that you guys are able to hear it and chime in with us. So again, I really appreciate it, and you know, we just hopefully we get this Redskins, and we'll advance to the next round.
Yeah, of course, and go Skins.
All right, thanks. And that's Tanner Braunhaber joining us here on the pregame and halftime show. Back with game action right after this.